Headlines from the Black Sea region continue to move markets more than a year after Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Recent analysis from U.S. Wheat Associates, the industry's export market development organization, shows the impact of Russian interventions in the market extends far beyond the current conflict and has been an underlying source of dramatic global wheat price volatility. Over the years, Kansas wheat farmers answered the call to supply additional wheat to the world when the Russian government banned or restricted exports of wheat. However, with historically tight hard red winter wheat supplies and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, price volatility reached record levels last year, according to Mike Speer, Vice President of Overseas Operations with U.S. Wheat Associates. He added, Russia's government meddling clearly adds uncertainty and volatility in the market, and that does make it more difficult for Kansas farmers to market their wheat. In six documented situations since 2007, when the global wheat market showed any signs of stress, the government of Russia stepped in to impose an export ban, export tax, or export quota to isolate their home market. These actions intentionally limited world wheat importers' access to Russian wheat supplies. This Russian intervention further magnified any supply shortage and accelerated the rise in wheat prices. Twice in this time frame, Russian military aggression against Ukraine directly caused world wheat prices to spike sharply. U.S. Wheat Associates President Vince Peterson wrote, defending Russian domestic supplies and keeping domestic prices low by withholding supplies from the world will always be their primary wheat policy weapon, and they deploy it without regard for the harm and expense it creates for anyone. Russia's war on Ukraine has blocked nearly 30% of the expected wheat export supply from governments and people that depend on it the most. Such high prices and volatility create challenges for the world's wheat buyers and farmers and grain traders who must also use the futures market to manage price risk. Kansas State University's Department of Agricultural Economics is actively tracking the agricultural ramifications of the Ukraine-Russia conflict through a regular webinar update. A main resource for these updates is Antonina Boyaka, who moved to the United States from Ukraine following the Russian invasion and is serving as an extension associate on the issue of economic impact of Russian military aggression on Ukrainian agriculture and global food security. Keep up to date with the latest analysis on the agricultural ramifications of the Ukraine-Russia conflict at agmanager.info and broader analysis of world wheat markets at uswheat.org. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.